Hi, my name's Andrew.
I love the show.
I love the Kybernia Appreciation Society.
I think it's the best.
I listen to it from Sydney, Australia.
It's the only one I listen to, like, religiously.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Susie.
Hello, my name is Rob Swift.
Hello, everybody. My name is Eitan. I'm from Israel.
Hi, this is Nicole DeSante from Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, it's Mick Pike from the UK.
My name is Bart. I live in Belgium.
And I've been listening to Kybernia Appreciation Society for quite a number of years.
Enjoy.
And I look forward to getting my Kybernia Appreciation Society
every day.
Kybernia.
I love it.
Kybernia.
It was love at first sight.
All the time.
Kybernia Appreciation Society.
The world can't do without it.
I've given everything to this girl. What more could she want, mate?
A donation. A donation, Daddy.
Hello, dear listener of the Kybernia Appreciation Society show. This is a very important announcement. To tell you the truth, it's not an announcement. It is an appeal.
It is. It is an appeal for you guys to get involved and help us continue doing what we do best, which is bring you weekly doses of Brazilian music beyond the clichés.
Yes, in the last few months, we've been breaking record after record of downloads, of membership in our relationship sites, and we've been having trouble.
Ain't got no money!
Yes, in a way, we're really excited, of course, and we have much to thank you. We've been celebrating just recently our fourth anniversary on the web. The show as a radio show began even earlier than that.
I ain't got no money, but I feel good.
We published lots of the classic shows and you guys shared it with your friends and got us lots of new listeners, which we welcome with open arms. But that means that the increase in downloads is putting it into a very delicate position now.
The pressure comes from the fact that the more downloads we have, the more bandwidth we spend. When we began the program, we had a free account at Podomatic. Then, right when we began to build up our audience, we went to the paid plan, the pro plan. Then we went to the pro plus plan. So now we're in a position that we cannot stay in that program anymore. We have to go for the broadcaster plan, and that costs a lot of money.
Ain't got no money!
So, there are two issues involved, actually. The first is what we've just explained, which is the more urgent situation. We've reached our bandwidth limit, we need to renew our plan, we need to upgrade, and that's going to cost us a set amount of cash. That's going to cost us a set amount of cash. That's going to cost us a set amount of cash. But then there's something else which involves the whole growth thing. How can we monetize the Kybernia Appreciation Society? I think from our interactions with our listeners over the years that everyone agrees that it's only fair that putting so much effort into bringing you a nicely wrapped, nicely edited, well-researched show, you know, we should get some remuneration for it. Can you say remuneration?
We've been bringing you Brazilian music beyond the cliches for 6 years, presenting you the best bands, having the freedom to be curators of the best Brazilian music you can have in the net. And now we want to keep this freedom, but we want to go one step beyond.
have a few options. You might ask yourselves, why don't you go out there and find yourself a sponsor, a big sponsor? We haven't closed, we're not close to that idea, but we believe from looking around that usually the big companies, when they get involved in things that involve web radios or podcasts, or they want to impose their brand on it, and that would compromise our independence. Not only ceasing to be the Caipirinha Appreciation Society show to become such and such a brand appreciation society, but also actually compromising our independence as curators. That same brand might support some artists which we dislike, which we frankly dislike. And the whole point about the Caipirinha Appreciation Society is that we are very, very particular. We are very picky, and you know, we pick and choose our songs that we bring to you very, very carefully.
Orla do litoral, alegria é geral, mas o samba não é só anúncio. Propaganda de TV, compra e vende aê, sempre num bom clima feito pra você.
That care that we have is what helped us to build up this friendship, this membership of people that trust our opinion and trust our taste for good Brazilian music. And we don't want to sacrifice that. So we want to get to the point when we are going to approach a sponsor, we are powerful enough to tell them, look, the Caipirinha Appreciation Society will always be the Caipirinha Appreciation Society.
Não vou me preocupar, porque só ando queimando brasa. Só baixo se for de graça. Se seu tênis importado é disputado no camelô, já disse nação zumbi. Toalha nova não enxuga. É assim que se faz construção. Tijolo a tijolo, dinheiro a dinheiro. É assim que se faz a construção. Tijolo a tijolo, dinheiro a dinheiro.
Okay, so what can we do? This is the solution we came up with, which would also require some money, an even larger sum than what we need in the shorter term, which is the bandwidth crisis that we're going through right now as we speak. The longer term plan is the following. We could have advertisers, we could have advertising space, and we could have all sorts of little monetizing activities in a website that, adding up, could actually bring a little contribution towards paying not only the costs of running the website and the podcast, but, you know, maybe even help paying our personal bills.
O mundo vai crescer, o pateta é você.
The problem with podcasts is that a lot of people subscribe via iTunes, which is really nice. It means we have a captive audience that always comes back. You develop a loyal relationship with them, and we love it. But many of you guys love the show, have been with us for years on end, but don't actually interact with the website at all. So we get very good download statistics, but the page views are nowhere near as numerous.
Yes, and the problem is that sponsors always look for that kind of numbers. They want to see what will be the space that their brand will be seen, where their advertise will be visually. So page views and clicks are very, very, very valuable in that market.
Me diz quem é que defende a meta desse clube que calcula, que investe, que aplica. Porque quando abasteço ali na esquina, o preço da gasolina já subiu de um pra dois reais. Porque quando abasteço ali na esquina, o preço da gasolina já subiu de um pra dois reais. É assim. E se faz a construção, tijolo a tijolo, dinheiro a dinheiro.
should we achieve that? Well, we could achieve that by having a website with more content, because there isn't much of a content in the podcast page. All we bring you is the names of the artists and the description text, you know, describing each episode. But there's so much more information that we could bring to you, and in fact, that we already bring to you, but they're sort of spread all over the place. Few examples. We make shows which are more research. They have a particular theme. Say the Crisis show, which had songs all about money problems and being skinned and how to deal with it and being depressed and then getting over it. And we publish the whole blog entry with the lyrics for those songs. Or sometimes we travel. We do a special episode about the Folia de Reis, which is a very, very interesting cultural activity that happens every year in the interior of Brazil. And we produce a huge amount of pictures, and those pictures add a lot to the experience. You can see what we were talking about in the show, and then we publish them on our relationship sites. Sometimes we interview artists, and we can't really publish that on the podcast because many people don't understand Portuguese and the interviews are in Portuguese. But we could post them as an additional material if we had our own website. Have this website, we can put all this content, much of which we already produce, in one place, and that way we can get the page views, we can get people to come and look, as well as download the podcast. If you like something you hear in the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, go look them up in our website. The artists will have an individual page saying what they're about, and where you can find more their stuff, and lots of other bits and pieces that we have in store for you as well.
Yes, so basically what we want is to offer you in one single site a much richer experience in the Caipirinha Appreciation Society show, including you guys interacting with us and with other listeners.
Greetings, this is Stan, the Cuica Man from Manhattan Samba in New York, here in the Caipirinha Appreciation Society. Shout out to all.
If you've been with us long enough, you will know that we have been talking about this site for a while. As we have been talking about other things as well, like making a t-shirt and sending it out to some of our oldest and most loyal fans, or selling to a lot of you who actually want to fork up for it, which is very flattering. But all these things require a bit of cash, which MDC Swingy and I, as two freelance journalists and television and cinema producers, haven't been able to make. That's the dire truth. We keep hoping that we'll have that bit extra at the end of the month, and with that we can put together the website and then monetize it, and it's not happened. So here we are. To make a long story short, we feel that the most legitimate way to raise funds to get the ball rolling is to call out to you, our beloved listenership that have been with us for years, even the new ones. If you've been enjoying our shows and you like what we bring to you, then show us your appreciation. You know, any contribution, we've set up a PayPal account. Any contribution from $5 on to the sky's the limit.
$1 million will be very fine.
If you have it, we'll welcome it. We get hundreds of subscribers and of downloads. If each of you contributed with some cash, we could actually put that money together quite easily. This is no far-out dream. We have already the complete design for the website. We have actually hired the web people to make it happen. So it will happen in the near future. As I said, the ball is actually running already. But the thing is, we're paying this from our credit card. We are going to get into debt to put this website. This is how much we want it to happen. So that's it. We're hoping that we might move you with this story, because it is true, we love making the show, but we put in a lot of effort, and we need to cash in from it somehow. Even if we don't become millionaires, it doesn't really matter, but it would be really nice. And then we think it would be legitimate to make some money from the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, since we really work hard to make it, to bring it to you.
As soon as this website is running, as soon as the ball is rolling properly, we can promise you guys that we will make more than taking pictures. We will be able to travel around, to research more music, to get your richer content. And we have some megalomaniac plans as well to, well, that those you will know in the future, isn't it, Kika?
Yes, there's only so much we should reveal out of prudence sake.
Yeah.
This is it. This is us coming to the fifth year of the Kika Serra and MDC Swingy partnership. We would really like to reach that point, having reached a new level. It's fun and nice to make a podcast and to get all the loving comments. But if we could have that and something more meaningful for everybody, you know, for us, and for you, and for our potential sponsors that will be associated with a really cool podcast as well. So, but to make this happen, we need to take that first step, which is just to pay for the website ourselves, because we've waited too long and we just can't stand it anymore. It's making me depressed. Oh, honestly, it is.
She's gonna cry. Oh, please give us some money.
Is there anything more we can say? Well, there's a PayPal link on our website on www.cas.podomatic.com, and that's the way to go. Just click there. If you already have a PayPal account, you can use it. If not, you can create one using your Visa credit card or your MasterCard or American Express. It's basically a very universal way of paying for something, and anything you can chip in will be highly appreciated.
Yes, it will.
Hey, aren't we forgetting something?
Oh yes, we forgot to say the name of the bands we used in the show. We began with the Interactivo, a Cuban band with the track No Money.
Then the Brazilian band Sharky's Side of the Moon and their rendition of Money.
Next was Lucas Santana with Tijolo, Tijolo, Dinheiro, Dinheiro.
And finally, with a little help from my friends, here by Henrique Cazes. Lovely, lovely.
Better get used to donating, honey.